Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What are you listening to? What are we listening to?
I have no clue. Free Talk Live?
Hey, very good. What's the website?
I've been listening to the Black Crowes, actually.
Oh, wow.
Lately. This is Free Talk Live. It's a caller-driven, nationally syndicated radio show.
So are you talking about those two crows from, like, the Woody Woodpecker show? Those racist bastards?
No. The band.
Oh.
Not the band, but the band, the Black Crowes.
The wait, let me think.
You posed the question, what are you listening to?
Baby, here I am. I'm the man on your scene. Is that the Black Crowes?
Yeah. That first record.
Hate that I know that.
Yeah, not very good.
Like, sometimes...
Second record was...
Sometimes horrific pop from the 80s, like Casey Kasem's Weekly Top 40, will pop into my head or be played on, like, a Muzak at the grocery store or something.
About Madonna?
McDonough, you know, 1 billion served. No, like even worse than that, like some below that, like Madonna's probably quality pop for the era, right?
Madonna.
Like, so you know, some like Paula Abdul or something, right?
No.
You know, some some sub, you know, not top, you know, pop. And but I'll know the lyrics because I lived in a time when you couldn't just pick your own music wherever you went all of the time.
You
were subjected to music, like in a car, whatever your mom was listening to.
Assaulted by.
Yeah, or, you know, whoever had control of the speakers in whatever room you were in, you were subjected to that. And all there was radio. Mm-hmm. You didn't have the internet, right? So
no CDs.
That is the beautiful thing about the modern age that we're living in right now, is whenever I'm, like, forced to listen to, like, pop music on the radio, I have no clue.
Right.
Well, not even just that. Like, even when I'm, like, with someone that's listening to it and they have control, and they're like, really? You don't know these songs? These are like the most popular songs. No, I don't.
So it does create a problem, though, musically. The problem it creates is, I think the days of the rock star are gone, right? When's the last time you heard of, like, a rock and roll band, some kids in their teens, right, raising hell, partying up a storm, right? This doesn't happen anymore. And, in fact, I've heard people, young people, younger than you even, Nikki, have lamented, like, we don't get rock and roll. We don't get superstars like there used to be. Because, like, the market has now shifted because of the internet. Everything is far more available. The ability to record and put out music and stuff has become cheaper and cheaper.
Touring isn't as much of a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so...
And, like, the stage performance.
And this is another reason why some of the... I call them aging rock stars. Aerosmith, I'm looking at you. Right?
Yeah.
Rolling Stones, I'm looking at y'all. AC/DC, I'm looking at y'all. Right?
These they aging, just did a concert.
I know.
Like,
but
did
like,
you see that? I'm like, oh, my God. Imagine dressing like that.
But this is... why these guys are still touring, because they're the only rock stars left.
Right.
Yeah.
There's not a batch of new rock stars coming in behind them selling millions of albums.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not like that anymore, but if someone is searching for that, it is available. It's just not...
Yeah.
You know how, like, in the 70s and the 80s, like, that was the big popular thing? Like, that was mainstream?
Right.
It's the 60s
very, even. Right,
It's underground now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's there for you if you want it, but you got to find it.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Nick Barnett. Nick Barnett is a silver-level amplifier. What does that mean? How can a man be an amplifier? Well,
speaking of music.
Nick went over to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, and decided that he enjoyed this radio program so much that he wanted to give us $5 a month. What does that money go to? Well, it goes to help advertise, market, promote, and support this show. The main crux of that goes to getting us on more radio stations. So right now we're on somewhere around 180 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300 radio stations. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. Please visit amps.freetalklive.com to become an amplifier today. And thank you again, Nick Barnett. We appreciate you. All right.
And in the 80s, I think Genesis was on every four songs you heard was a Genesis song.
Right.
Or Phil Collins
song. Yeah, yeah. Because Phil Collins basically was Genesis.
Oh, I hate this station. I hate the station. Go to another station. It's like, oh, Genesis is playing.
And it's like, da-dog, 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 da-dog.
So 25% of all the music you heard in the 80s was Phil Collins.
And
all
like,
you had was the radio.
I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Can feel you coming in there, whatever he says.
Coming in the air tonight.
I'm not touching that one. Let's get this out of the way. I believe this is Squidward calling from California.
Hey, it's your boy, the warmonger, the evolutionary capitalist.
What's up?
Oh, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little
bit. What's up?
Why are you looking at Captain? Hey, you know another dumb religion.
Oh, good comeback. Now wipe it off your chin.
You know,
what was your wife's religion?
The non-aggression principle of rights and libertarianism. You know, the only true religion is evolution.
Statism.
That's why evolutionary statism. Capitalism.
It's so hard to take you seriously when you talk like this.
Well, what's wrong with my voice? Like I've been taking gear and going to the gym, oiling up and hitting the weights.
Yeah, hey,
sounds like you've been hitting the bong, man.
Thanks for taking my call on Censorship Talk Live.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good day. He's thanking us for taking his call. Okay.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
All right. Since we had to muddle through that particular call, let's talk about our number two story. Shall we?
Finally.
I know. I wanted to play the Budweiser What's Up commercial.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
What's up?
Squidward. What's up?
What's up?
That's what I said when I came in here from the scary movie or whatever. What's up?
Oh, dude. That's
you can't
horrible
do that.
Audio.
That's horrible audio.
Horrible audio. What you doing? Watching the game? Drinking a Bud?
What's up?
What's up? All right. So this from MSN.com via the New York Post, supposedly. Woman's box of giraffe poop that she was planning on making into a necklace seized at the Minneapolis airport.
Seized?
So, first of all, how big is that box, right? I mean,
how big is that necklace going to be?
What kind of a neck does she have that she's going to make?
Giraffe poop.
This story is just...
It's a number two story.
It's our number two story tonight. A woman was stopped by Customs and Border Patrol officers at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport last week after she was found with giraffe poop that she planned to make into a necklace, officials said.
Gross.
Oh, what an interesting necklace. What is that?
Yeah. Is that your perfume?
I'm so glad you asked.
Is your perfume on? No, that's... It's my necklace.
The droppings, that's the article says.
The droppings
were seized by border officials on September 29th.
Thank God. That's like probably the only good thing
you've
exactly.
ever done. Maybe everyone should do this. Just go to customs. It's like, here, you can have my bag of
TSA is going to one of those charts up. Like, terrorists stopped, zero. Yeah. Giraffe poop found, one.
500 million tons of giraffe poop.
The droppings were seized by border officials September 29th after a woman returning from Kenya declared the animal feces, prompting an inspection. Well, what?
You don't say anything about anything.
Have anything to declare?
Nope.
I declare this a...
I don't answer questions.
Radio show. Anyway. So prompting an inspection by CBP agriculture specialists. So, Customs and Border Patrol has agriculture specialists,
really?
Just in case you didn't know. The passenger,
just in case.
We got some rogue agriculture trying to cross the border. Can I see your passport? You look like a corn stalk to me.
The enforcement agency.
The passenger had stated that she obtained the droppings while on her trip and intended to make a necklace.
Why?
Okay, so... Man, if somebody gave me a chunk of giraffe poop and were like, I'm only going to give this to you if you make something out of it. right? I'd be like, okay.
Would you be like, okay?
I wouldn't think necklace.
I think compost pile, maybe.
Compost, yeah, right.
Throw it in the compost.
Garden, depending, yeah, throw it in the garden.
Real like, giraffe compost.
I don't have any sort of a grip on like how big giraffe poop actually is.
I'm assuming it's pretty big.
Was this a pile, or was it just like one, you know, thing?
I would assume it would be horse poop, where it's like kind of like a...
Were there mushrooms growing in it? You know, these are the questions I have.
So it could be seeds or like, you know, flowers or something.
Like depending on the, like I might make
like a fossil.
I might just go in it. I might just go old school and make like an ashtray out of it.
Oh God!
You know, cause that's what you did in our class, right?
Yeah, well,
whatever it was, you made an ashtray. Yeah. Right? You know, you could make a peace pipe out of it.
You could also just not. You could also just not do any of these things and leave it on the ground.
You could make drink coasters. So you don't get rings on your end table and your coffee table. There are a number of
things. You're listing like Mother's Day gifts that you make when you're in like kindergarten.
I would just bring it back and just give it to the TSA as a gift.
Right. Here you go.
So that was the real intention.
That's why she declared it.
Yeah.
Here, put this around your neck. Yeah.
Call the agriculture enforcement guys over too. They'll love it.
She told the officers that she had previously used moose poop to make jewelry at her home in Iowa.
Yeah, this is totally something somebody from Iowa would do.
Moose, they have moose in Iowa?
Yeah,
Iowa.
Well, no. What did they say? I was friends with a girl that moved here from Iowa, and she made a joke about idiots outside wandering around. That's what Iowa stands for.
I did not know it was an acronym.
No, it always makes me
That's
giggle.
That's great.
And she was a great lady, too. She was such a fun time, obviously. She's cracking jokes like that.
I have some friends from Iowa, and I'll have to check and see if they've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Idiots outside walking around.
It's funny.
That's awesome. She once made or used moose for the same sort of thing. The giraffe poop was taken and, quote, destroyed, unquote.
Flushed.
I hope they composted
it.
Come on. The environment.
So, like, there's a lot of slang around that word. Like, yeah, man, I got with her and just destroyed her. Right? You know what I mean? There's, like, that kind of destroyed. Or there's, like, I pointed a laser at it. Vaporized, man. It's destroyed. Yeah. Right? Like, she told...
Or, like, when the cops, like, confiscate weed and they're like, we destroyed it.
This is in quotes.
It means they sold it.
So, in the article, the word destroyed is in quotes. The giraffe poop was taken and destroyed, quote unquote, by steam sterilization.
What?
Per USDA protocol officials say.
Do they have a protocol over this? Like, I'm so confused.
Oh, they have a picture of it.
Poop. Oh, the necklace?
Does this happen a lot? Like,
all right, hang on. There's a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the U.S., said LaFonda Sutton Burke. Sorry, LaFonda D. Sutton Burke. CPB Director, Field Operations, Chicago Field Office.
Oh,
if this person had entered the U.S. and had not declared these items, there's a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from this jewelry and developed serious health issues, she said in the statement.
The cerveza sickness.
Never mind that, you know, all the humans traveling in airplanes do have feces inside of them.
So, and they're eating the food from the country they came from.
Right.
Yeah.
So they do have a picture here, and they put a Sharpie next to it for size. These actually look look really small for giraffe, right? I would have expected much larger, you know.
Well, it's kind of like I would think it would be like horses, where it's kind of larger bunny poop.
Have you ever seen rabbit poop?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know the little tiny balls?
Yeah.
It's bigger.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like a giraffe is essentially a horse with a long neck. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're in the same family.
It's basically a large spaghetti meatball sized, you know, poop balls.
Oh, so that would be a nice necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With little rabbit poops in between.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And if you ever get hungry, you can take them off and dip them in some barbecue sauce.
I'm going to throw up.
The woman told CBP she intended to use the giraffe. Yeah, we talked about that already. Blah, blah, blah. More pictures. The fecal matter was seized by Border Patrol agents at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Animal feces from Kenya could contain African swine fever, classical swine fever, Newcastle disease, foot and mouth disease, and swine vesicular disease.
Which they all have cooking up in a government laboratory anyway.
Doesn't that just sound like the side effects of everything ever advertised on television?
Yeah.
Side effects could include African swine fever, classical swine fever, Newcastle disease,
and
growth of a third eye, foot and mouth disease, and swine vesicular disease, and death. Right, no, I mean, that's, yeah. A veterinary services permit is required to bring the feces into the United States.
Oh, so you can bring the feces. You just need your paperwork.
Yeah, you got to pay off the local government.
You got to grease the wheel. Yeah. You got to get a form and fill it out. You got to pay a fee.
You need a form.
Some bureaucrat needs to be compensated for handing you the paper and then taking it back after you filled it out.
I don't think it's a. I think it would be an official would give you that permit. Not a government person. It would be an official.
Right. An official government person?
An official. So what makes them official?
Government makes them official.
Well, yeah, but they're giving you a permit because they're an official. So they're officially giving you the permit to bring the stuff in.
As long as it's official.
I'm officially giving them the finger right now. They can't tell.
I'm going to give them a necklace.
Yeah, I'll give you a necklace.
Did they say this was a lady or a dude? Anyway.
I'd
like to see the other one with the
movie. Just imagine some poor significant other going, she went all the way to a foreign country to get me the materials to make this necklace. Oh, my God. And then they're like, it's giraffe poop.
Oh, it's giraffe poop.
How disappointed would that would be, right?
But she's done this before, though. So with the moose.
All right, we got to look up moose poop necklace.
So clearly this is not the first time she has made these necklaces.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, like when you're...
She's up in the ante.
You know, when you're a teenager and you're getting confronted about something that you're not supposed to be doing. So you're like, oh, I got to make up something real quick. But then you ended up saying something either really weird or like worse than the original thing. It's like, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm doing drugs or something.
Right, yeah. Oh, I'm going to... Make a necklace.
All right, well, apparently this is a real thing, that if you look up moose poop necklace, you can buy them on Etsy. Deer poop.
One day we'll take over eBay.
Real moose poop.
Genuine.
I think the most important part.
But they're all like $35, $40. So I think the giraffe one probably would have scored her a lot of money. So
the most important part of this article was just that very last sentence. A veterinary services permit is required to bring feces into the United States. Now, let's just say, I don't know, you're gonna study, right? You're a what's the name of the animal doctors that they got to study the feces or whatever. But you want like something for your science class maybe or something, right? You're a teacher,
a biologist,
and you decide that you're gonna go and get yourself some poop from an animal from another country, right?
Okay.
And so you just get it, you put it in a box or a baggie or something, you toss it in your luggage, whatever. You're lackadaisical about it, and. You know, how are you supposed to know that a veterinary services permit is required to bring feces into the United States? How are you supposed to know this? Are there signs at the airport that say feces from animals is not permitted without a permit, right? Like, I mean, how, like...
So it must have happened before where now they have to know that they have to get a permit. I don't know. This is nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would, like, I always say, I would just get the poop and just give
it's
it to
easier,
the TSA.
It's easier, what do they say?
Gift.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness.
Well,
than to get the permit, yes.
At the same time, too, like, if something like this I might have, like, put into, like, a DHL box or FedEx or whoever.
Yeah, you're going to ship
What's in there? Just some crap.
Just some crap. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to die.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's take some of your calls and thoughts.
Good.
Let's go to this guy because I haven't talked to him in forever. I heard you call, was it last night?
I don't remember, man. I did too many drugs.
Yeah, me too. That's why I can't remember.
Yeah. So yeah, that's probably that that illegal importation of giraffe poop is probably another consequence of illegal immigration.
For those of you listening, for those of you listening who don't know, this is David in New Mexico, longtime caller.
Yeah, AKA Dr. Butt. So I'm an expert on this feces subject.
Right.
But, but you know how Obama. He, besides bombing places like Yemen, just across the other side of the Red Sea, he imported like 100,000, 200,000 Somalis. I'll bet you it's one of those guys went home to visit family and brought back giraffe poop. So just another consequence of illegal immigration.
Obama.
Obama.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah, you got to pronounce that R so that you know he's bombed a bunch of people. Obama.
Obama.
Bomber. You know, bummer.
Not bad.
This war stuff.
I mean, not that all the other presidents didn't bomb people, too. They all do. Every one of them. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. They all bomb. Yep.
I don't think Trump bombed. Did Trump bomb anyone?
Nope. Well, just one guy. Trump bombed one guy.
One singular guy.
Right.
He reduced the rate of bombings, but like there are still several, we'll call them military skirmishes, because, you know, they're not really wars unless they've been declared by Congress, right? They're still warlike actions. He did not stop any of them.
I thought of another Trump bombing. He bombed the airport in wherever it was in the Mideast that the Russians were occupying, because it was the base had been used for whatever. I don't remember, but he called them first and told them to get out. So I don't know if anybody got killed. I think just the hangars got blown up. The airport got blown up. But the other guy that he bombed,
the United States military did not stop bombing brown people while Trump was in office.
Well, they're going to bomb white people. I mean, God, give me a break, Captain.
They don't have to bomb anybody. I understand what you're saying, and it's hilarious.
But no, it's a requirement. They're a government, right?
I mean, in their eyes.
Bombing required.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. It's a horrible, horrible way. I mean, like, there's a government here in New Hampshire, in this city of Keene here, and they don't really bomb people. They'll shoot people every now and again, or, tax you, or... It totally would.
That would ruin my joke. Yeah. That would ruin my joke if I admitted that.
All right, well, don't do that. I assume you were calling for a reason.
Yeah. So let me finish up on the one, and then I'll get to the real reason. Well, actually, this is the reason, but let me finish up what I was saying.
All right, you got
Trump, the first guy, the guy that he bombed, actually, it was the second guy he bombed, but the guy that he bombed individually, well, and his people, his entourage who were riding in the car with him, was the dude that organized the attack on the Benghazi embassy. So that's the guy that he was in Iran.
Yep.
Iran. That's the guy that he bombed. Anyway, so this is all war stuff, and then you got the Israel thing going on, and you had conversations earlier, and so the question is, first of all, the rhetorical question is, it must stop, right? The war must stop. The killing must stop, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then the next question, the real question is, who's going to stop it?
What do you mean? People, right? People are the ones doing it. People are the ones that will stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, so which people? Which people are going to stop it?
The ones who have the ability.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, who has the ability to stop the bombing?
The people who are doing the bombing.
Who are the people doing the bombing then?
The government.
The government. And does the government have the ability to stop bombing? We're back to my statement.
They do. They have the ability.
It's required because they're government. They call themselves government.
David, great call. Thank you so much. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. More of your calls and thoughts, more stuff from us, and more Sunday Night Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Several American citizens are among those who have been killed since Saturday's Hamas attack in Israel. That's according to a National Security Council spokesperson, who added that officials are monitoring the situation closely and remain in touch with Israeli partners. At least 700 Israelis have been killed. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House Speaker, but it's not ideal.
It wasn't my idea to oust the Speaker. I thought it was dangerous. You know, I look at the world and all the threats that are out there. And what kind of message are we sending to our adversaries when we can't govern, when we're dysfunctional?
The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people. The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I'm thinking of Tuvian throat singing. I don't know what a Tuvian is. All I can think of is Tuvix, which is a cross between Neelix and Tuvok from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. No, wait, Voyager.
Nerd.
Wow.
Star Trek Voyager. Yeah, they did a...
Nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Star Trek Voyager, yeah. They had two characters. One guy's name was Neelix. The other guy's name was Tuvok.
Okay.
They got put into a transporter, and wherever they transported to, they became one person.
Whoa.
Called Tuvix.
Like the triple nipple.
Yeah. We were just... lamenting about, what was the Adam Sandler movie?
Seven Crazy Nights.
Seven Crazy Nights, and then also
it's
Total...
about Hanukkah.
Also,
yeah.
Total... is that where Adam Sandler
Total
did the
Recall?
Hanukkah song in?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. I know that movie. And then also Total Recall has a scene, both versions of the movie, a scene where there's a woman with three boobs.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic. Like, they did a great job. Like, it's convincing.
It's a great job.
It's convincing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's...
we're really big fans of the third breast here on Free Talk Live.
Can you imagine the casting on that? Like, leading the woman with
and that's breasts. The thing, too. You're like, well, if you like two... wait until you see three.
Well, I was going to tell you in the break. Like, a friend of mine always, if he's at the bar, he'll say, it's like drinks are like women's breasts. If you have one, it's not enough, but three is too many. He always has two drinks.
Oh man,
that's a good slogan to live your life by.
So moving from boobs,
the captain continues,
which I prefer to talk about. Really,
yeah, maybe we should just stay on that.
We're going to move back to.
Hey, look at the phone boards all lit up.
Well, I guess we kind of finished this number two story about the giraffe poop.
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
Yeah, I think we can wipe that. We can flush it.
Yeah, flush it.
Someone grabbed the plunger.
Oh.
It's not going down right. We're still talking about it.
Like, this is a really big horse.
Anybody got any Clorox? Oh, wait, no, that's the... No, anybody got bleach? Yeah, there we go. There we go. All right, it's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Before we go on, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you, well, to do a solid for our comrades behind bars, because tyrants have apparently targeted Free Talk Live, and, you know, I hope I'm not next.
Oh,
I'm just saying, man.
Angie, you're listening.
You know,
I'm not going.
I don't plan on it, but you never know.
Hey,
they seem to have a
way of showing up.
I don't want to use the phrase I was about to use. They have a vendetta.
I guess so.
Yeah.
For Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. apparently.
Well, they should chill out.
And so Aria is in prison right now, and she likes to receive letters from people.
She does.
And what is her website, Nikki?
Her website is ariadimezzo.com, ariadimezzo.com.
Very well. You can find information on how to write her at her website.
Yep.
And also
and send her money.
And
if
send
you
her
want.
Some money if you want to send her some money on her
the
commissary.
Shoo-la-la.
On her books so she can buy, you know, I don't
whatever
know,
she wants.
Whatever the heck, you know, she's buying in
there. Food.
Makeup, you know, whatever.
Yeah, not sure. Girl stuff.
Yeah. Also, recently, freekeen.com, that's keen with an extra E, K-E-E-N-E, freekeen.com.
Not really, actually,
not E-E-E.
It's the useless, well, because it's not E-E.
The triple E.
No, because the word keen would be like, well, you're really keen, right? That doesn't have the extra E. But the town...
in the shoe brand does have the extra E.
Right, right, so... Anyway, freekeen with the, you know, useless English E.com has information on how you can write Ian Freeman. He is currently in a, I believe, Merrimack County, New Hampshire jail, and you can write him there. He's projected to be there for some time. So he will receive your letters if you mail him there. The instructions, again, freekeen.com for how to write to him. I've spoken with both of them at least once this week, and they seem to be... as much as you can expect, handling their situation, you know, focusing on the work that's to be done, you know, Ian specifically for his appeals process and that kind of thing. And Aria, of course, is just trying to adjust to being held captive. Our prisoners of war could use some words of encouragement.
Prisoners of peace.
Definitely prisoners of peace. Prisoners of their war on us. Could definitely use kind words, sentiments, postcards, this type of thing. You know, it doesn't really have to be a big deal, but just let them know that you're in their thoughts. Send them, you know, warm tidings. There's a list of things that you probably shouldn't send at the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons website. So, like, I learned that you shouldn't write your letter in crayon.
No.
Really?
Yeah, because they'll reject crayon.
Probably because after working with these populations, I've learned about some of the many creative ways that things are smuggled into prison.
Oh, yeah, they'd melt something into the wax of the crayon, remold it, and then put it in a little sleeve and send it through, and it's probably got acid in it
or
something.
Heroin or something, who knows.
Don't send giraffe poop.
Yeah, they do not like that.
They don't want that.
I mean, for all we know, they take that, right?
No, I think you can. You just need the permit.
Get the permit. Wouldn't that be something if we all got permits to send giraffe poop in?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
I tell you what, I'd be sending giraffe poop to a whole lot of people.
You know how they do the flaming dog poop?
Right, yeah. But I have a permit. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mike Hall. I just want to bring up that I got that voter information letter. And it looked like a little junk mail, but I did open it, and so I got all my polling locations. But they had that old phone number that they had for 60 years, and they did not write the catchy one, the 243-VOTE, the 243-8683, the one that you could memorize.
Okay.
And I think if they omitted it on purpose because they want you to forget the phone number, right? God forget, if you remember the phone number, you might actually come out and vote, you know?
Well, why do you need to call the phone to vote?
I don't think the phone number has any bearing in the number of votes received, but go on.
So the thing is that the phone number actually worked. I did call the 243 vote number, and it routed to the other phone number. They have two different phone numbers that route to it.
To the same place.
They just didn't list it. So in other words, once they give the phone number, they have to make it valid. They just don't have to print it. And it's just like, it's a little thing of a voter suppression. It's like, oh, yeah, we want you to vote, but they make little things like that as like a trick, though, you don't know. And
I worked in telephony. This means telephones, telephone numbers, and routing of calls, and, you know, voice over IP, stuff like that. As the technology evolved from analog into digital technology, shuffling of phone numbers had to occur. And so it sounds like what they've done is they've consolidated. So they had, you know, a previously published number that is still valid. They've simply call forwarded that to the current number because they probably changed providers, something along those lines. They now have a VoIP provider instead of a telephone company. And that's usually how these things occur with large organizations. Now, that's not to say that it's not possible that, you know, what you're saying is a conspiracy theory, you know, isn't true, but I highly doubt it.
Well, no, but I believe it. It's not like the phone total things that our Maggie Toulouse, she was a Democratic Secretary of State, so she came up with a number so it's everybody could remember, but they just don't print it. So that defeats the purpose. But I tested the number to see if it works. Well, it's a subtle form of voter suppression. Same thing with a car. They're hoping that it's so thin and flimsy. They think that you're like a car, insurance junk mail, hoping that you'll throw it away. And I've talked to a lot of people that have thrown away. They told me what voter information.
I mean,
you just look it up on the internet.
Right. And that's the other thing I was going to say. So, first of all, anything I get from the government, I generally throw away.
Yeah.
Yep. It goes into the...
I burn it without a permit.
circular file, right? However, okay. and it also, if it looks like trash, I generally throw it away. But also, Nikki is onto something, Sarah, and I know you're a bit older, but the internet has basically replaced phones now, right? There's only... I can't tell you how little phone calling I do today compared to 10 years ago,
yeah.
And then how little I did 10 years ago compared to 10 years before that.
Even receiving stuff in the mail, I would say like 98% of the stuff I'm receiving in the mail is all like junk mail.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you're buying anything from an online retailer, let's just say Amazon,
mm-hmm.
call customer service. There is no customer service. You got email.
It's all robots.
When they announce it, so they announced the election information that all they have is the barcode.gov/elections. That's it. They're hoping that if you only got a phone, they don't want you to vote. So you're going to probably vote for welfare and EBT and Medicaid.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. I don't vote because it's wrong to force your opinions on other people, and that's what you do when you vote. If you vote, you're just saying that I want this guy to force what are his opinions, and vicariously yours by voting for him, onto a subset of other people. That's what you're doing, and it's always wrong to force your opinions on another individual.
Okay, well, you're a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, wow, she really didn't like that.
But couldn't you just go to, like, if you really want to vote, wouldn't you go to your town hall and say, hi, I live at this address, where can I register to vote, and where is my precinct to vote?
Isn't it usually the same?
You know, it's always like, the first week of November.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think, like, maybe October, I'm going to go to the town hall,
and
I'm just going to...
You know what, I also want to say something. People that are on EBT and government assistance absolutely have the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know very many people, like, unless somebody is literally homeless.
Right.
And then typically if you're homeless, you're, like, not on government assistance.
Right.
It means, you know, somehow you were unable to get it because you don't have an address or whatever. But, yeah, typically if you get, like, Section 8 housing and EBT and all that, like, SNAP benefits and stuff like that.
You get a phone.
You got internet. Yeah. You're getting checks from the government.
They have phone plans, data plans included, for... what they call underserved people, right? Big cities will have these plans where if you earn less than, I don't know, $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year, something like that. You qualify. Like, yeah, I will.
They have commercials saying that you qualify.
The Obama
phone. The advertising.
They got your Obama phone.
Yeah. Right.
But I love how they have, like, the big cities. They're all underserved.
Right.
But you know who runs the big cities?
Government.
Well, the Democrat Party. Really.
Well, they should probably keep voting for them.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're voting for people who are underserving. It's just brilliant.
You know what it is, though? I don't know.
I just want to clear the air here because, you know, I might have confused Sarah, but that's why I don't vote. Now, if you want to vote, fire out Sullivan right now. There's plenty of arguments about voting in self-defense, right? Because the state is always attacking you, right? And so whatever you can do to mitigate their attack, right, would serve as a defense, right? So if you can, you know, reduce the amount that they're taxing you for, you know, some reason or whatever with your vote, that might be a compelling reason to vote. So if you feel like that's effective, if you've done the research and you know the numbers and you feel like that's effective, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I don't do it because voting is immoral in my book.
Yeah. And I guess if you're going to do it, like, local level voting, like, if I'm voting for somebody, it's because I know them personally. I'm not voting for anybody that I don't know personally. I'm also not registered to vote in this state, so I'm probably not going to go through the effort to register. Sorry to all of my friends that are running. Yeah. I support you. I love you. Yeah. But I'm not going to vote for you because again, kind of like what Captain said, I don't really believe in it.
I feel like I cross a moral line or an ethical line, right, when I vote, because I'm literally giving my endorsement to some ostensible liar, right?
Ooh.
Politicians.
They all lie.
Right? They like to lie. And the system corrupts. So, like, you could have a noble friend of yours who's the best person ever. They're, once they get into an office position, even just the act of running, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be put in a situation that compromises not only their beliefs, but yours as well.
We're all put in those situations all the time. But I do get the point of it that you're saying that, like, so we're all put in those situations all the time. But they're, like, actively kind of ruling over people, quote, like, so to speak, and, like, voting on things.
Well,
directly affecting other people.
Right. Let me give you a scenario that probably no one else thinks of, but, like, hopefully will illustrate my point.
Okay.
Steve here. Let's say we know he's a noble dude. He's a noble guy.
Yeah.
He's a peaceful man.
Yep.
He's a nonviolent man.
Upstanding individual.
He has good intentions. He's running for mayor. Right?
No, okay. I'm running for dog catcher.
Okay, he's running
libertarian dog catcher. Like, the dog didn't want to go back home, so I let the dog go.
Okay.
He's running for some office, right? Now, in order to compete against whoever he's running with, right, he has to stay sort of step in step with the other person as the competition.
Yes.
Now, let's say I vote for Steve because I know he's going to get into office and do the exact right thing.
Yep.
Now, that's my opinion. Right. So he gets into office and he does, according to me, the exact right thing. Right. He's still forcing that opinion on people who disagree with him.
Didn't vote for me.
Yeah.
Who didn't vote for
me. So the liberals don't like what Steve has to say.
Now let's go the other way. I know an evil person who's a top notch liar. Right. He's the most dishonest person. Right. And so I vote for him. Right. Now that person's going to get into office and do all of the evil things that the office will allow him to do, and he's going to force that onto a subset of people who did not vote for him.
Right, trampling on my rights.
Right. So, like, if you want a leader, go ahead and find one and follow them, if that's what you feel is best for you, but you have no right to force that leader upon me.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I'm so disillusioned by the system that I don't even want to participate anymore. And you know what? I appreciate the people who are, like, a lot of free staters and libertarians and, like, a freedom-oriented people. Like, even, you know, some of the people I know who are, like, conservatives that I might not agree with on everything that are still, like, for health, freedom, and things that I think are important. You know, kudos to them for, like, running and doing all of the circus dance thing, because I do believe they have good intentions and they're genuinely trying to make this state a better place. I appreciate them.
Agreed, yes.
And so somebody the other day was like, Nikki, you have to run for office. I'm like, hell no!
So many people have been like, Captain, when are you going to run?
No, never.
I'm running away.
Because
I can't do it. I can't play the song and dance, and I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
You know, I come on the radio. I like to say my piece. I have a lot of fun, you know, laughing and joking around in this show. Sometimes we get heavy and serious. But I just don't want to participate anymore. You know, I do everything I can to kind of keep the bureaucrats out of my business, so to speak. You know, like I kind of toe the line enough just to not be bothered. And I'm at the point where I just want to, like, raise some chickens, plant my garden, and just live in peace.
Move to the woods.
Absolutely. As far outside of the system as I want. I don't want anything to do with politics. I don't want to vote. I don't want to run. I don't even want to talk about it half the time. I just don't care. I want to live my life in peace and harmony with my family and with my friends and forget that the state exists.
Right. And knowing that politics and the state is violence, right? Because that's the only tool the state has, the only tool government has is violence, or the threat of it, coercion, if you will. Every time I even see, like, political signs pop up, right? Like, it's voting season again, right? You know?
Unless it's a joke, I don't want to see it. You
know? Right. I see these things, and I'm like, ugh. The only... I have seen a sign around here in Keene on my way to and from the studio whenever I come down here. It's Khan. K-A-H-N. Put it in Khan. And every time I go, Khan! From Star Wars.
He's got a con
Star
us
Trek.
Again.
Star Trek.
One of those.
Nerds are giving me crap now.
Except, like, he's got a con everyone. Don't get conned.
Yeah.
Don't get conned.
That's what I thought of.
Don't get conned by Khan. No, I just think of Ricardo Montalban as Khan in Star Trek 2, was it? The movie? Yeah. Anyway.
Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan, yes. Yes. Anyway, Khan. Yes.
Khan, man.
So, because it's all violence, when I see these political signs now, I don't see somebody, like, running and trying to change the system. I see violence. I see, elect me for your, you know, torturer.
More, more police. We need more police. Yeah.
But what do you think the solution is? So if this is the political system we have, right? Like, this is what we have. You can vote, and that's something you can do. What do you think people should do instead?
Well, so... You've talked about our friends that do run, right? Yep. Libertarians who are trying to take seats and, you know, reduce taxation and, you know.
And they're doing stuff. Like, I want to be clear. They're getting stuff done.
Entering bills that are just ridiculous and, like, but awesome at the same time. Yeah. I applaud all of these people, and I support you in doing these things, because the one use that I find for running for office is for spreading the message of freedom.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because people are already predisposed to listen for something, from some bias, right? You're better than this guy because of X, right? They're waiting for a reason, you to tell them a reason why they're better than the other losers who are running, right? And so that's an opportunity for you to spread the message of peace, freedom, liberty, right? All that
kind
of stuff.
So you mean just like the campaign?
Ron Paul, for example, right? He was never going to win. Right, there was a possibility if he'd have jumped through the right, somebody. But no, I mean, like, it was an outside chance. Right? I think everybody knew he wasn't going to win, but he had one of the most successful campaigns for freedom, of any politician that has ever existed. Right, that at least in my time. Right, no one else has used freedom as their platform that I'm aware of, and so Ron Paul made more anarchists than any politician, right?
He definitely inspired a lot of people.
So, and this is what I mean by...
I know so many people that started at Ron Paul.
Right, and this is what I mean by...
Like, the gateway politician. 2008?
Well, that was when I got into him, but he's been in politics for a long time.
No, I know, but I was wondering what year he ran.
Yeah, 2008. It was when I got into him anyway. But my point is that it can be a very... effective platform for spreading the message of freedom, as evidenced by Ron Paul. And so the friends of ours here in New Hampshire that are doing the same thing, they are also spreading the message of freedom and liberty through their campaigns and their actions, right? So it's an opportunity to educate people to a closed audience that you don't normally get. So I applaud it for that reason. And so to answer your question, what is the solution? I believe secession is the answer.
Okay.
Right? New Hampshire,
so just like
any
get
state,
out, you
right?
Know,
like, it's
break
not
it off.
It's not the complete answer, right? But it's a step in the right direction, right? Because we know.
But how do we accomplish secession without voting people into office?
Well, I mean.
Well, yeah, you've got.
You just say you do.
Yeah.
You declare your independence.
But what about all the other people living in New Hampshire? Sorry, I'm playing devil's advocate.
You know.
Here we go.
Because so these are the questions. I'm doing this because these are the questions that the listeners have.
Right.
So I'm trying to be the voice of the people.
So we have a good chance because, well, if you have 400 state reps for 1.3 million people, that's that's a really good number of state reps. If you have enough,
the ratio of reps to
people, and if you have enough state reps that will actually put that forward, I mean, it got put into committee, never made it to the House.
Yeah.
Floor, but it starts.
Right.
And you do it again, and you do it again, and you keep doing it again.
That started a conversation.
Yeah.
And it sparked a lot of thoughts in people's heads.
Yeah. So education, first and foremost, right? And what about all the people that, you know, didn't vote or don't agree or whatever? Well, when the United States declared their independence from the British bastards, right? Do you think everybody was on board?
No, there were a ton of loyalists. Oh, my gosh, in the U.S., there were a ton of loyalists.
So what about them? Absolutely. What happened to them?
Well, tough, I guess.
Right?
I don't like having that attitude. I don't know. It's so hard because I'm like, I just want to go off in the woods and, you know, play in my garden. But I'm also, like, actively being attacked by the state, and, like, my friends are literally in jail. So it's so hard for me to find that balance of, like, I want to be left alone, but, like, I need to defend my people.
Here's what I would say to anybody who isn't on board. Do you want to make more money? Do you want to have a better life? Do you want to have more freedoms and liberties to do whatever the hell it is you want instead of, you know, being subjected to government tyranny day in and day out?
Yeah.
Right? Aren't you tired of the mess that is politics? Right? This is what I would say to these people.
But what about the roads?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you register to vote, if you're going to vote for anyone, Firebrand Lily Tang Williams, 2nd District in New Hampshire,
she's cool.
For Congress. She has the message of freedom
like
no one else
and
has.
And she has a good story to back it.
Yeah, I like the fact that she has seen,
she's lived overt
tyranny firsthand.
Yeah. Yep.
So
she's great.
Cool, a stunning endorsement for the last minute of our show.
Way to go, Plastic.
All right.
This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
Thank you to our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.